Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
It's Dean Richards Sunday morning, 720 WGN, and time for a check of home video. What's new in DVD? What's new in the stores? What's new online? What's new on demand? And joining us with maybe the most complete and comprehensive list available known to man on this subject is Bennett Wakenight, who is also the producer of Dean Richards Sunday Morning.
I might have gone a little overboard on this one, but
he puts together an outline, for me of what we're going to talk about today. It's like War and Peace.
The more the merrier.
You realize this is just one segment that we're doing here. Okay.
But it's my segment right now.
It's your segment right now.
We're going to do it.
So where are we starting with?
We're starting September 6th. These are a group of releases. We'll go throughout the month of September.
So we're going to go down each Tuesday of the month of September.
Each Tuesday of the month.
The major releases that are coming out.
Right. So get your calendars ready, mark them up, and get ready. So first one that graced the list was one called All the Way. It's a film featuring Bryan Cranston, and who doesn't love Bryan Cranston?
Breaking Bad's Bryan Cranston.
Yes, exactly. He's really kind of redefined the social eye his career since that, and it seems like he can do no wrong. So All the Way is a story about Lyndon B. Johnson taking his first year in office after the Kennedy assassination, and this was actually a theater hit on Broadway.
Yeah, he won a Tony Award
for this. Great success for the theater production, and it got turned into this movie featuring Bryan Cranston in that same role.
This was the HBO movie, I think,
yes,
right? This
exactly.
The HBO movie, and he's amazing in this.
Yeah, HBO movie. Steven Spielberg is the executive producer, so there's a lot of really good buzz about this. All the Way featuring Bryan Cranston. A lot of different extras as well on the DVD releases, a couple featurettes of Brian becoming the Lyndon B. Johnson figure, and he portrays it really, really well physically.
Physical transformation.
Right.
How long did that take, all that makeup? It took like an hour or so, didn't it?
Oh, I'll bet it took longer than that.
Multiple hours. I mean, he really gets into the
Those kind of physical transformations can be up to three, 4 hours, depending on the complexity of it. But I'll bet this is somewhere in the neighborhood of 2-3 hours. Each night, I mean, think about this.
That every time he's on film.
Think about when he was on doing this on stage in New York. Mm. Every single night, two nights on, two performances on some days, putting, the makeup on for this transformation.
Yeah, and they really brought it to the silver screen pretty well.
So, Bryan Cranston, All the Way. What else?
All the Way. Next one, we have Equals, shifting gears a little bit. It's a scientific love affair utopian story featuring Kristen Stewart and Nicholas Hoult.
When I think science, I think Kristen Stewart.
Those are the two names that pop up, right?
And Nicholas Hoult, but especially Kristen Stewart. Right.
Right. So this story, it's set in this utopian time where human emotions are gone. They've created...
Again, Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
When
perfect
I think
casting.
About emotions being gone.
Perfect casting. But These emotions that all humans naturally have been eliminated through science and development, and slowly these two characters start to become enamored by each other, and these slowly build up their emotions that humanity once had, and there's a forbidden element to everything. So a little different take to the scientific love.
Very much so.
Love affair.
I know there are fans of Kristen Stewart and Nicholas Hoult. I didn't care for this movie. It didn't get great reviews. But you might be a fan. I mean,
right.
That's the great thing about DVD or home video, and especially watching it on some online platform. It's super easy to do. It's super cheap. You can check it out and make up your own mind. What's next?
Iron Giant. A classic one you might not have heard in a very long time, but the 1999 movie that was very big at the time, it slowly became bigger and bigger as time went on. This was the directorial debut of Brad Bird, who was the creator of The Incredibles, Ratatouille, and a bunch of other films. And they're bringing it back to, DVD release. It's their signature edition on Blu-ray that they're coming out with. A couple different options, the basic one that you can have, a couple different special features. Then there's a collector's edition that has a huge amount of Really cool stuff you get with, you know, hardcover art with the Iron Giant movie cover, letter from director Brad Bird, a couple collectibles inside. So it's a really cool, they remastered everything, and it's going to be a really cool release that is all bundled in one good little package.
Okay, so Iron Giant fans, you've got that. Now, if you're a fan of superstars, George Clooney and Julia Roberts, the movie that they had out this year is coming out this coming Tuesday.
Yes, Money Monster. So there was a little bit of buzz. You know, I recall that you liked Julia Roberts. The, you know, storyline was a little sporadic here and there with a couple subplots, but a great, you know, overall performance.
Yeah,
by
I didn't mind this movie. It didn't get great reviews. This is why you got to see a movie, even if the dopey critics, you know, have you know, something to say about it. You need to check it out for yourself, because
right.
you know, maybe you'll find something in a movie that, you know, the dopey critics didn't.
Sure, exactly. And one of the things that, you know, the nice thing about the DVD releases is that you kind of have the back behind the scenes option of, with all these special features and extra featurettes that they have. There's a really cool four or five different featurettes that they have on the DVD, deleted scenes as well. What Makes the World Go Round Money music video for all those fans out there of George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
But a cool little thing coming out for Money Monster.
What I liked about this movie, one of the things that I liked most about this movie, I mean, it, George Clooney plays this blowhard cable TV host, you know, like on a, you know, like a CNN.
A Jim Cramer figure.
Yeah, kind of like a Jim Cramer, you know, financial guy, but, you know, big, loud, brash, I don't want to say Donald Trump-like, but kind of a little Donald Trump-like, but when Donald Trump was only a reality show host.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and it's that guy. And it's like the consequence of what that kind of behavior can spawn from other people. So it's kind of an interesting what if. What if we wanted a sequel to Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Dave Franco, with a side order of Daniel Radcliffe, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine?
Then you would be ordering Now You See Me Too. That's coming out. That closes out the first week of September list for September 6th. You know, I actually really enjoyed the first Now You See Me. And when, anytime it's on TV, I'll stop, give it a few minutes, and they'll soak in, and I'm hooked again.
Yeah,
so it's a fun little special effects magic movie. That
second movie was pretty much the same way. It's not a great movie. It's not an Oscar winner, but
you know what you're getting.
Certainly more than entertaining. Also, just to throw in for some TV on DVD, the complete 11th season of Supernatural is going to be coming out this coming Tuesday as well. Let's go over just some of the highlights real quick for the rest of the month of September. If you're a Marvel Comics fan, maybe one of the biggest movies of this year is coming out a week from Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. September 13th, Captain America Civil War. Great reviews, probably one of my favorite in the series of Superman's superheroes that have kind of started this spur in the past couple of years. You gave it a Dean's List A minus, so just kind of spurring it back up. A great thing to revisit when you know, it's a rainy Saturday or you know, casual weekend.
It's a really good movie. I don't remember why I gave it A minus instead of A, but. I really liked it still.
Yeah.
You know, and you're in the A category. It's still...
You're doing all right.
Still pretty good. Andy Samberg had a movie. Didn't do great at the box office, but it's still kind of a funny movie that's coming out this month.
Yes. Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. The title, not quite sure where it comes from, but it's an Andy Samberg film. You know what you're getting. It's fun. I thought there's going to be a bunch of different extras on the DVD. Deleted scenes, gag reels, interviews, outtakes. I think those might be funnier than the movie itself compared to the what the critics have given it, because it's going to be something what I think is an SNL style, you know, just a bunch of things that roll through, and it's just going to be nothing but laughs.
It's a mind candy movie. You know, it's, again, nothing earth shattering, but you'll definitely get a few laughs out of it. I was embarrassed to say same thing for Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Yes.
It's nothing but sophomore comedy, but I got to admit, I laughed out loud a couple of times at that one. That's also coming out a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, Chloe Grace Moretz, you know, Dave Franco, a really solid, funny cast that you just want to have some slapstick stuff going together. And you got it right there for Neighbors 2. That is be coming out mid-September, September 20th. So keep that on the radar.
Okay, let's jump over to September 27th real quick. We've got Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart, Central Intelligence, which was another okay movie. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Zac Efron and Adam Devine, another one that, you know, not tearing up the world at all. And Warcraft, this is one that sci-fi fans will want to check out, right?
Yes, Warcraft, based off of the very, very popular worldwide video game World of Warcraft. This is one that I would say you definitely want to check out the scenes and the extras afterwards, the making of the film. There's so much that goes into these digitally enhanced films these days that it's going to be very cool to check out everything behind the scenes, the 4K digitalization of the movie itself, you know, a bunch of deleted scenes, gag reels, but also a ton of featurettes from, you know, the lead up at Comic Cons all throughout the country and the trailers and interviews. So definitely one to check out and do a little research on the back end.
You know, if only there was a place I could find all of the DVD releases and home video releases. Say if I'm, you know, surfing this thing that all the kids love, the internet, say.
I've heard of it.
And I want to see where, you know, exactly what's out there. How would I do that?
You could probably check out WGNradio.com and search Dean Richards. And there very well could be a little website link showing a bunch of these DVD releases.
Okay, I'm not a fan of Dean Richards, but I'll check out the page nonetheless. Just
for the sake of the DVDs.
Just to get the DVD information.
Yes.
That's Bennett Wakenight, Bennett's home video report.